to 1 John chapter 4 again. I'm going to read one verse, then do some other things, come back and read another verse or whatever. We'll see how long this lasts. First John chapter 4, I want to read verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Very simple verse. What? 8 words? 2, 3, 4. We love him because he first loved us. Now, I wanted to start out this sermon with a statement of blame. Now, I may have said this before, and if I have, I'll probably say it again, even if I haven't. Earl Cochran and Walter Pendleton have ruined me. It does sound familiar, doesn't it? Now, Jim McClarity didn't help. Hermeneutical eisegesis. I like that word. I do. Hermeneutical eisegesis. Now, the great thing is exegesis is okay. Eisegesis is bad. And you can look it up on Google. That's how I figured it. Somehow, over a period of time, and I don't know if this was an insidious plan or anything like that. I just understand the results. But it's become harder for me to focus on one particular scripture when I'm doing something. Because, and I don't know when this happened or how this happened, but the more I look at a scripture sometimes, even as simple as this one, the more complicated it becomes in my head. Walter, I've gone beyond second guessing and gone to third and fourth. Of myself, not of the scriptures. Okay? No. There's nothing wrong with the scriptures. The problem is always with me, if there is a problem. And it's not actually a problem in most ways of thinking. When I read a scripture anymore, I'm looking at what it actually says. But then I get to thinking of, okay, what is it not saying? And then I get into saying, well, if it says this, what does that part mean? And if it says that, what does that part mean? And how does that relate to the first part of it? And it becomes complicated in my head because there is a simplicity in Christ, a singleness in Christ. But Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and the Holy Spirit are not simple. I, however, am. And I got to deal with this stuff. So I'm blaming Walter and Earl. Because I'm not blaming myself. Because this has nothing to do with reality. This has to do with blame, you know. I can put it wherever I want. But every time I'm looking at a scripture, I'm usually looking for one specific thing. And now I always seem to find more. Again, I'm not blaming the scriptures. They haven't changed. I have. And I know, because it's true, the scriptures are to be read in the context they were written. When I read this, we love him because he first loved us, because I've been reading the first part and speaking of the first part of chapter 4, then in verse 7, he changes gears. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That's what the rest of this chapter is all about. We go from trying the spirits to see if they're of God to loving one another. Yeah. Usually it's in the negative that we try spirits, because usually when you're looking for the truth coming out of the mouths of men, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But every now and then, when you find someone who is speaking the truth of God, that's another one you can love. When you find a brother or sister in Christ who believes the truth, that's another member of the family you didn't know about. Now, I read 1 John 4:19, and when I looked at this on my computer, I have a little thing on my Bible program that says KJV, and then it says KJV plus. Now, that's not KJV better. It's KJV plus the Greek words, Strong's Concordance. It puts it up there. And if you scroll your little mouse up there, it'll come down with a little drop box, and it'll tell you what that word is and what it means. You know, it's very nice for me. I like it. However, in this, looking at this verse, that was the first mistake, I think, sometimes. But it's not. Because when I looked at this, 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. I looked at it, and it says we love, and the Greek word, I'm going to try and pronounce it, agapeo. Agapeo. We love him because he first agapeo us. This is the Greek word for love. Real love. Not like, not fond of, not, well, the word is philios. Both of these words are from the Greek word agapeo, which seems to be, from what I can tell from context, because I am not a Greek scholar, agapeo seems to be the verb form, the action form of agape. Now, Walter, the first time I looked at that, it made me think. And this is one of the reasons why I'm throwing Earl in this too, is because of Earl's wonderful sermon on, it was John chapter 21. And I'm going to turn back here and read that. John chapter 21. And verse 15. Now, this is after the resurrection of Christ, but before his ascension. John 21 and verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. In verse 17, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Now, Earl preached this sermon and spoke about it eloquently. I wish I could. But he spoke so eloquently and so deeply that I remember this. And with my memory, that's saying something. because I can forget a lot of stuff, and I have forgotten a lot of stuff. But I remember this so vividly because this is the first time that this actual set of scriptures ever made any real sense to me. It was when Earl preached on it. I mean, it made an impression on me, and it stuck with me, and it's still there. This is important. These are Christ's instructions to Peter, but it was Christ also questioning Peter. I mean, he gave him the instructions, feed my lamb, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. No matter what Peter's answer was, no matter what the question was, Christ told him, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. He didn't tell Peter to feed the world, just for the heck of it, just so you know. He said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. We are to take care of, we are speaking to the family of God. That's the only one, 1 John 4. He that is of God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. But that's the instruction. What Earl dealt with in this was the questions. The first question that Jesus asked Simon, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? The word is, and I got it marked here, I wanted to make sure, it is agapeo. Love. Peter answers. Now, in the English, we have it translated, Lord, you know I love thee. Peter answered, filio. I'm fond of you. You're my friend. That's not the question Christ asked. But that's the answer Peter gave, because that's the answer Peter had. Then the second time, Christ asked him again, son of Simon, son of Jonas, lovest, agapeo. Peter answered again, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, filio, fond of thee. And he saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, son of Jonas, lovest. Now this is Christ, filio. He came down to where Peter was. And see, I remember this. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me, filio. And I didn't understand it. Why would Peter have been upset? But he had been asking love. And then he said, Peter, are you my friend? Are you fond of me? Can you handle this? Peter said, yes. Lord, you know I filio thee. Now, Earl did this a whole lot better than I can. Christ came to where Peter was. And Christ will come to where you are, because we can't go where he is. We cannot do what we need to do. So that's why when people say, well, what would you have me to do? I can't tell you anything to do except trust God. And you can't trust God unless you know God. And you can't know God unless he reveals himself to you. And he won't reveal himself to you unless he's given you life. But this whole thing came into my mind when I'm reading 1 John 4:19, because I look at that and it says agapeo. It doesn't say filio. And it's talking about us, believers. We love him because he first loved us. Now, I don't have a problem with the second agapeo. Don't have a problem with the first one either. But the second one, where he loved us, speaking of Christ, speaking of God, speaking of the Holy Spirit, him loving us, agapeo, that's perfect. Because that's where it belongs. His love for us was so great that he gave his only begotten Son. And Christ's love for us was so great that, what Walter's been preaching, he became sin for us and gave his life, shed his blood, and has given us a righteousness. But when I read that, Walter, and I saw that was agape, I said, wait a minute, I don't know if I can do that. Because I didn't know. Because I remembered that Earl sermon. And Peter and the Philios. And the humanity in it. This was all Peter could do. And then I look at 1 John 4:8, and I compound my problem. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And of course the word, he that loveth not, loveth is agapeo. Knoweth not God, for love is agape, the noun. God is love. But he that loveth not, and I looked at that, and again, here's what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, he that doesn't love God doesn't know God. Although that's true. It doesn't say, he that doesn't love his brother doesn't love God. Although that's true, because he goes on to tell us that in other places. It just says, he that loveth not. If you don't have love, you don't know God. That's spooky. And it does say, agapeo. This is not filio. If you are without love, you are without God. And that reveals the travesty of modern religion's favorite mantra. Smile, God loves you. And you ought to love God. No, you ought to love. It's what this is saying. We need love. Because if we don't have love, we can't love. If we don't have love, we don't have God. Now, as I said, there's not a problem with the scriptures. The problem's always with me. This is where it lays. This is where it is. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, what in the world am I going to say? Why am I? Walter, I thought about passing there for a while. Just, I'll go on to something else. But I've been reading this, and I've been reading on where I've been in this chapter for so long, and I always keep wanting to go because there's so much in here about love. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. This chapter is full of love. And I want some of that. But Peter could not honestly say he agapeo'd, for lack of a better, to Christ Jesus. When he was looking right at the Lord of glory, Peter said filios. He was looking at Christ resurrected from the dead. And he replied filios 3 times. How am I supposed to do better than that? How? Well, in myself, I cannot. I mean, how can I honestly say that I agapeo Jesus Christ my Lord after I know Peter said he couldn't? Peter didn't. Well, I knew there was an answer. And guess what? It's in the scriptures. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. He's talking about being justified by faith. This is Paul writing, I believe. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? He gave us peace. His peace. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The love, agapeo, of God is shed abroad, poured forth. Or, in the figurative definition, bestowed. I like that. The love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts is agape. That is the love that God gives to His regenerated children. The very love of God, the very love of God is shed abroad, poured forth upon, bestowed in. His children. His regenerated. By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That is the way I can have agape. It's part of His gift. Yeah. It's from Him. It's not from me. It's in me. It's a part of me, just as His righteousness is, just as His love is, just as His peace is, just as His faith is given to me. And His faith is perfect. The life is perfect. His love is perfect. Now, I'm not going to talk about unbelief because that's what Walter's been preaching on. This is the way that believers have agape, love. They have agape, the agape of God, because the Holy Ghost is given to us. At the time Peter was asked these questions by Christ, Christ was still on this planet. This was before His ascension. This was before the Comforter was sent. I can live with that. I can say that I love Christ, I love God, and I love my brethren because of the love that He has given me in me. Peter at that time did not have the Holy Ghost dwelling in him, and he couldn't say it. So it fits just like it's supposed to. The problem was with me not understanding what was going on, or when something happens is part of the context. It's always part of the context. Peter said Philios because that's all he could say at the time. We're not better than Peter. I'm not better than Peter. But we have something that he did not have at that time. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That is what believers have right now in the person of the Holy Spirit. We have been given the agape of God. Who is agape? Now you come back full circle to 1 John 4:19. It says, we love Him because He first loved us. believers actually can love God, love Christ, and love the Spirit, and love each other because of the gift of the Holy Spirit to each and every one of His regenerated people. It is because of the Comforter whom Christ promised and who actually came. The Holy Spirit gives us life and faith and peace and love. The Holy Spirit dwells in the believer. The Holy Spirit is what makes us of God. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Because we are of God. Through the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. We have been given the love of God. I don't know about you, but that helped me. Because I want to understand what this book is talking about. Actually, I put it back. I want to understand who this book is talking about. Everything I can about my Lord Jesus Christ. Because what He's done for us is because of who He is. It's not because of who we are. No. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were without strength, He died for us. He gave us life. He gave us everything. And He's the one I want to know about. Yeah. Heavenly Father, I'm thankful for this time and this place. Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who's done more for us than we can ever completely know. But we thank You, Lord, for the parts You have revealed to us, for what You have shown us. Even though we see through a glass darkly, we do see. Whereas at one time we didn't. Thank You. In His name we pray. Amen.